So today we are going to cover day 24 and 25 since tomorrow is Thanksgiving. And today we're declaring that Roe versus Wade will be overturned. We've only got 6 or 7 days left till the case begins, depending on which day you listen to this. And our focus today is very reflective and rather deep. God was there when we were formed. God was there when the babies today that are being considered by their moms or by the people surrounding those moms are considering giving up that child to abortion. So we're going to pray for the unborn babies today. So let's first take a moment to reflect on Psalm 139, 13 through 16. Father God, you made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully made and so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. Well, that could be our prayer for sure. And we are grateful that God was there when we were born and that we are alive and that our parents did not take our lives. But now let's pray this same prayer on behalf of those that are being considered to be killed through abortion. Oh, Father, we pray for those unborn children. They know that they were knit together in their mother's womb, and they are crying out and grateful that you made them so wonderfully complex and your workmanship is marvelous, and they know it. And they know you watched them as they were being formed in utter seclusion and woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw them before, you see them right now before they are born. And every day of their life was recorded in your book, whether it's going to be snuffed out before they are able to be conceived into this world or be taken out because of the decision of man. So God, we come before you and ask that you would watch over these children, these unborn. We pray that they would come to be born, that moms would see these ultrasounds. We pray that they would feel the heartbeat of their child or dream of what it would look like when it got older and be drawn to keeping them or giving them up for adoption. We pray you watch over these children as they are crying out not to be taken. They are crying out to be born. And as we reflect on this the next couple of days, though it is difficult and reflective and tough to think about all that they might go through if they are taken, depending on how old they are in their mom's womb, that God, you knew how many days they would have, and you've recorded it. We thank you for this. And we are so thankful that we have life and that you came to give it so that we would have it more abundantly. But you also said to us that Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So we stand on behalf of these children and we ask God that they will not be killed, they will not be stolen, and they will not be destroyed. In the powerful, mighty name of Jesus, who knows each name of these children.